Hello, this is Marcela Cortello from New York Opinion Research. Today, we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. May I know what is your zip code?
10566.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote in the state of New York, or like many people, are you not registered?
I already registered.
Okay. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
May 2nd, 1970.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Latino.
Latino.
Yes.
Okay, and you're Mexican-American, Chicano, Puerto Rican, Cuban?
American.
Okay, from which country?
Ecuador.
Okay, thank you. What is your race? White, black, or African American? Hispanic Latino, right?
Yes.
Okay, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
Okay.
Okay. From whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I'm not able that time.
Understand.
Yeah.
As you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices in November, this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote, or will you definitely not vote?
I vote.
Okay. How motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated and 10 means you are extremely motivated?
Then.
How much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. A 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
A lot of power.
And what will be your number from 0 to 10?
8.
Okay. Please rate how much you agree or disagree with the following statement. Regardless of how I may feel about the candidates or issues on the ballot, it is my duty to vote this year. Do you you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Some.
Regardless of how enthusiastic you are about voting, how much do you each of the following matter to you this year? For each of the following, please indicate if it matters a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all. The first one says, protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF.
Can you repeat that again?
Yes, protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF. Is this matters a lot to you, matters somewhat, doesn't matter much, or does not matter at all?
Doesn't matter much.
Okay. The next one says, the presidential elections between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. This statement, it matters a lot to you, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all?
Doesn't matter much.
Okay. The next one says, protecting gender equality. This matters a lot to you, matter somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all?
Does not matter at all.
Okay. And the next one says, election for Congress, House of Representatives of the Senate. This matters for you a lot, matters somewhat, does not matter much, or does not matter at all?
Much.
We know people get busy when it's time to vote. How likely are you to vote on the following candidates or issues? For each of the following, could you say, nothing will stop me, I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote. No chance I will vote. The first one is protecting reproductive rights, including birth control and IVF. Would you say nothing will stop me to vote? I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote, or no chance I will vote.
The second.
I want to vote and probably will.
I want to vote.
Okay. The next one says the presidential election between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. Would you say nothing will stop me? I want to vote and probably vote. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote, or no chance I will vote.
I vote.
Nothing will stop me, or I want to vote and probably will.
Not stop me.
Okay. The next one says, protecting gender equality. Would you say nothing will stop me? I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote, or no chance I will vote.
I will vote.
Nothing will stop me, or I want to vote and probably will.
Nothing will stop me.
And the next one is election for Congress, House of Representatives or the Senate. Would you say nothing will stop me to vote? I want to vote and probably will. If it's convenient, I will vote. I doubt I will vote, or no chance I will vote.
I will vote.
Nothing will stop me, or I want to vote and probably will.
Nothing will stop me.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 elections for president were held today, would you vote for the Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy, someone else, or would you not vote? Or are you on the side or some other option?
I voted for Donald Trump.
Okay. If the 2024 elections for Congress was held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, a third party, or independent candidate? Are you undecided, or would you not vote?
I am the independent side.
Okay. If you knew that protecting LGBTQ rights was on the ballot this November, how much more motivated would you be to vote in the 2024 elections? Are you much more motivated? Are you somewhat more motivated? No change? Are you somewhat less motivated, or are you much less motivated?
The second.
Somewhat more motivated?
Yes.
How much, if anything, have you heard about Prop 1, a constitutional amendment on the ballot to protect the rights of New Yorkers? Have you heard a lot, some, not much, or nothing at all?
I heard a lot.
A lot, okay. Here is the next Prop 1, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in November. Adds certain protections to state bill of rights. Adds anti-discrimination provision to state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. It also covers the reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes or no on this statement? Or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
I vote.
And you will vote yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Based on your read of this amendment, do you think this amendment would prevent discrimination based on age, prohibit housing discrimination, give voting rights to immigrants, strengthen protections for New Yorkers with disabilities, provide protections on the basis of gender, remove parents' rights over their children's medical decisions, put LGBTQ protections into the state constitution, strengthen voting rights protections, put protections for abortion into the state constitution. Se cortó.